is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org. Home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction, as always. It's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd like to welcome back to the program my co-host tonight, Lynn Gluckloff.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Lynn. It's great to have you back on with us tonight. We have some great Facebook topics to talk about as we're nearing Hanukkah and Christmas right around the corner. So everybody's going to be out celebrating. So, but first, we want to talk a little bit about this recent news that has come out from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore. They're investigating how inflammation is a marker for autism. And actually, they're saying that possibly by treating inflammation could help a lot of symptoms of individuals that have autism. So it's pretty interesting. Basically, they're saying that there's cells in the human brain that actually police the brain, and they find threats and basically become activated constantly with inflammation responses as the genes are switched on. And the universities of Alabama at Birmingham also assisted in the new inflammation autism research, and the team published their finding in the Journal of Nature Communications. As we know, one out of 66 kids in the United States are being diagnosed with autism today. Of course, New Jersey rates are much higher. But it's kind of interesting how this new research of inflammation connection, because there was previous research that already indicated that inflammation was linked to autism. According to this paper that was published in the Journal of Neuroinflammation, the colleagues examined the data and the genes expressed in 104 brain samples that were obtained from 72 people, and some of the samples were from brains of people with autism, and the team actually claims that this is the largest data set that was ever used in the autism study, which examined the gene expression. The researchers say that the type of inflammation involved is not completely understood yet, but they certainly are uncertain of if the inflammation or the immune response is possibly helping people with autism in short term or possibly even making them worse in the long term. But they do not feel that the inflammation is cause of autism. They do think it's possible that treating inflammation might lead to elimination of some of the symptoms of autism in affected individuals, and hope that this further investigation might reveal the answer to a highly debated question. And finding the inflammation response genes that are activated could be a major piece of the autism puzzle, they feel.
That's really amazing. That's some research.
You know, even if, something they can do that can help, you know, individuals sleep better or, you know, maybe have a little better focus. I mean, anything that can help us teach our kids better, and I'm all for it, you know, of course.
Yeah, that's huge.
But, you know, it's... it's interesting how, you know, we're coming a long way, but we still have such a long way to go,
right?
In these studies, you know, the idea of treating inflammation, you know, might mitigate some of the symptoms of autism is no way novel, but, you know, a lot of vast numbers of parents of children with autism have claimed, you know, a lot of diets can help treat a lot of inflammation, help their children. Though, of course, I know personally this idea has been ridiculed over the years.
Right.
But now researchers are finally able to explain that some of these complexities of the autism-related inflammation might not be too far-fetched. So they're finally kind of admitting that maybe someone that has a reaction to gluten in their diet may actually, by taking it out of their diet, have less inflammation in their body. So there is some kind of a link, they're saying now. So, you know, researchers are setting their sights on advanced scientific research into treating autism symptoms by treating inflammation itself. So it'd be very interesting to keep up on this and, you know, follow up on the study as they go along, and hopefully sooner than later, of course.
Right. No, that's really exciting. That's exciting news, and it's exciting that the medical community is actually really advancing as far as the research that they're doing. I mean, we've come a long way from when our kids were diagnosed, you know, where they had no clue, and now they're zoning in on the inflammation and the genes, and hopefully something. You never know, you know.
Yeah,
you never know.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's so many doctors and scientists now getting involved with this. There's actually also Harvard is looking into it as well, and a lot of neuroscience. So, you know, hopefully, you know, the brain is such a complex thing, and even scientists and doctors don't know very much about the brain and how it works, but they are learning about it every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, you know, tough thing to treat, obviously, but, you know, someone like our son, you know, my son, could benefit for something like this for sure. Other individuals, you know, they might not need something like this, but I would think this is more maybe for kids a little more severe on the spectrum, I'm thinking. But,
okay.
Of course, it doesn't say that, but
right.
I would think that would be the case. I wanted to, you know, obviously the holidays are coming around the corner, and Lynn had a question of the week about how we're getting ready for the holidays and where do you go shopping was one of the, this was actually like a multiple part question that she asked on our Facebook page. And, you know, she said, you know, where do you go shopping? What is the easiest way to shop with a child with autism? What are some of the gifts that you're recommending to your relatives to get your child with autism? What are you personally going to get your child with autism? And what are your plans for the holidays, for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or whatever holiday you celebrate? So got a lot of response, Lynn. So I know Lynn wants to share some of the responses that we got from the page.
Yeah, I got a lot of different responses, as usual, from all different people, which is great. this person, the first one I had was, my oldest daughter understands Christmas and loves it, especially the presents, she put in quote, meaning presents. She still believes in Santa at 21. The 21-year-old, so I order most of her gifts online. Can't take her shopping. My youngest is 12, is completely oblivious to the holidays. She does enjoy the lights, but she could not care less about a gift. She doesn't play with toys, does not unwrap anything, and Santa scares her. She also doesn't care for crowds, so I can't take her shopping. I struggle to find anything that interests her, usually sensory lights for her room or something that plays music, but online shopping is definitely the way to go, or have Dad watch them while I sneak away if I need to buy something at a local shop. And that kind of reminds me actually of Michael when he was little. It was really, really hard to find something for him for the holidays, my son anyway. But now he seems to understand a little bit more. It's interesting. Every year a little bit more and more. Okay, next person. Sensory toy. A lot of people put sensory toys. Sensory toys all the way, including the metal pin art, an accordion, a soundscape with color-changing ocean light projector, a piano mat since she lays down most of the time at home, and some fidget toys like squishy balls, tangles, and a dog. I guess she's going to get a dog for her child. I never know what to get. This is the next person. I shop mostly online, but he is okay in the stores anyway. Okay. Next person. My son doesn't like the holidays. Decorating the house stresses him out, so I keep it to a minimum because my daughter loves Christmas, and I try to be fair and compromise. As far as gifts, my son doesn't like Legos or traditional toys. I buy him sensory toys, squishy bath toys, puzzles, plush Disney characters that he can snuggle with, and a soft blanket to add to his growing blanket collection. This year I'm planning to getting him a ball chair so he can bounce a little here and there and maybe at some point independently. My daughter screamed, "No tree," over and over while covering her face. So it looks like we can't have a Christmas tree this year. I'm a bit sad because my 8-year-old loves Christmas and wants a tree. I got him a chocolate advent calendar, and I am trying to do activities he'll enjoy. Next person. My daughter-in-law loves beads. She loves bracelets, but she doesn't enjoy toys or electronic toys. Shopping is a nightmare in big stores. I bet online shopping is huge for everybody, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. Online shopping is my favorite thing. It made life so much easier. We celebrate quietly as a family, even before I was, I guess this person has autism themselves. Even before I was diagnosed, I knew that bigger family celebrations were overwhelming for me and sucked the joy out of the holiday. We no longer exchange gifts with extended family, but when we did, we made a short list of video games and such. I don't have all my daughter's gifts picked out yet, but she already took the body pillow and pillowcase that I picked up. I got her a money clip that holds her ID. I'm looking for a keychain for her house key. I bought stickers for her electronics. I have a lot of shopping to do this weekend. I just remembered, I never told my daughter about Santa Claus. Maybe it's my mind set because I'm autistic, but I felt like it was lying to her. Can you tell that I take things literally? Interesting. Big celebrations, my daughter finds overwhelming. Shopping is very tough, and she wants everything. That's another person. Okay, this is another family. We don't get ready for Christmas here until after the 10th because my youngest son's birthday is the 10th, and we want it to be his day. But as far as my ASD son, who is 18, I have become a great fan of online shopping. It takes away the stresses of finding someone to watch him and to get out and go shopping, or the stress of possibly having to take him to the store shopping. I usually recommend to relatives to get him a blanket or a sweatshirt with some Disney or action cartoon characters he likes. I've learned over the years that when family bought him something they were sure he would like, he showed absolutely no interest, which discouraged them over the years from getting him anything at all. So the blanket and shirt is my best idea so that when they come over to visit, they see him wearing it and they feel like it was worth it. This year, I'm getting him tasking job toys like stringing beads, simple puzzles, and sorting games. I am finding he has been getting bored, and the boy already has every movie he could ever want and shows no interest in standard toys or games. My son still believes in Santa, plus he's mega excited, flapping, singing, jumping, shouting, ho, ho, ho. Okay. I'm not sure my son believes or understands, but if we turn our backs for too long, he will open every gift under the tree. He did that one year when he was around 9. I woke up and noticed that there was no gifts under the tree. To find him in his room with every single one open, sitting in the middle of his floor in a sea of crumpled wrapping and miscellaneous gifts. Ugh. I spent hours rewrapping and almost as many hours dealing with him melting down due to me taking away his treasures. So far, he hasn't opened up any in the past years, but many gifts have dog ears where he's peeled up the wrap and peeked. See how smart these kids are? Unbelievable. And this is a kid who's pretty severe. Okay. My son gives me a huge list of what he'd like. Strange things, unaffordable things, some okay. He loves it all, always has. It's nice because it's like still having a small child for Christmas. I'm not sure how old this person's child is. My son asks for video computer games every year. There are only so many that he can play due to being unable to read or fine motor skills or the storyline being too complicated. A few years ago, I took away all of his fighting games, which are his favorite, because I thought maybe I was perpetuating his violent outbursts. None of the newer systems have any educational or easy stuff, so I recently discovered that Wii Store has a ton of old classic games for the old systems available for download and use with their classic controller, which is easy to use. We will be starting a new tradition this year, a few new downloaded games per holiday. Well, that's an interesting tip for people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the great things about doing what we do on our Facebook social media page is that people get involved and actually a lot of times get some great tips from other parents. And that's why we encouraged it, because, you know, you're helping so many people by them participating.
Yeah, and I see so much of my own son when I'm reading these things of, you know, when he was younger and everything, how he used to react. Let's see. As far as shopping goes, my son loves to go shopping but seems very uncomfortable in crowded stores. He likes the act of shopping but would prefer no people around when he does it. I always hold his hand when we're out because I'm afraid he'll lose me or someone will take him. He's not a wanderer, but he can be easily distracted and will stop to look at something without letting me know, and I just keep walking. Now, that's totally Michael. I mean, he doesn't purposely wander, but if I turn my back, he'll be, like, you know, looking off in space and walking away. Okay, just one more. Christmas Eve, we are going to my father's. Hopefully, he won't be grumpy. We exchange gifts. I'm giving gift cards this year. We'll be having food Christmas morning at my mom's condo, and then we will go home, and it will be just the three of us. I love it.
No, that's great.
That's the end.
That's great. No, that's some great stuff.
It's just interesting to see all these different holidays, really, just to see how people respond and ideas. I know we always tell my family, sensory gifts. What do you usually get, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of sensory gifts. In the beginning, in the earlier days, we did not do that. We were, you know, getting a lot of regular gifts, and it was a real waste. I hate to say that, but you know, he didn't play with any of them, and it was just you know, it wasn't working. But even now, you know, we can get some regular gifts. He's starting to come around and play with some of them, so it's pretty cool to see him do that. But definitely a lot of the sensory gifts are great ideas, things that light up and move, and a lot of remote control type stuff. He really likes, you know, but every kid's different. You know, everybody's going to like something different.
And there's been times that, you know, because we celebrate Hanukkah, we've gone out and we've gotten stuff for Michael, and, you know, we think he's going to love it and he hates it. You know, like, we're like, oh, this is perfect for Michael.
I know.
Totally love this. And then, you know, he doesn't even touch it.
I know. That kills me. You find something, you think it's like the perfect gift, and you give it to him, and you're like, and then he doesn't care about it. And you're like, really? But then, you know, I don't know if this ever happened to you or others that are listening, but, you know, you buy a gift maybe a year or so ago, and then all of a sudden he finds that gift and loves it all of a sudden. Yeah. And it's pretty cool because it's like, you know, it's like, oh, you figured this was just, you know, giving his toy away or giving it away because he's not using it, but then all of a sudden he kind of like revisits that toy all over again. So it's that's kind of cool, and it's a good feeling too, of course.
Yeah, because you see that they're progressing, and something that you thought that they would never actually like, you know, and then they end up liking it. So a lot of times, well, now that I have the younger one, now she plays with a lot of the gifts that he never played with, you know, stuff that we had in the house that we thought he'd eventually play with. She plays with it. So that kind of works out good. You know, she got a lot of his hand-me-downs that he never played with. And this year we got him an iPad, and we told everybody in my family to just help us because that was really his big gift from everybody. And we just said, you know what, just give us money towards the iPad because we wanted him. We had a family iPad that we used, but but he wasn't really using it that much. But we wanted something that he could bring back and forth to school, like a communication device. So, you know, and the speech teacher at school told us he was ready for it now. He wasn't ready for it, you know, a year or so ago.
Yep.
And we still sort of have to train him a little bit on it, but it's awesome.
It is. It's a great tool if it's used the right way, you know, of course. You know, another great idea, too, is people can give iTunes gift cards to buy apps for the kids, too, is another great gift. And, you know, that's another great way to do it, just buy gift cards. I know a lot of stores, like a lot of the Costco's and BJ's, will sell the gift cards actually at a savings. You buy a $50 gift card and it costs you like $46 or $47. So you get a little more for your money that way. And, you know, these apps are great. There's some tremendous apps out there. We actually have some listed on the autismradio.org website, so you can go there. Last year, there's a lot of apps, and there's just a lot of new apps. They constantly are making new apps. So,
what is for games or for?
No, all kinds of educational.
Oh yeah, we have a couple educational
and some
ones.
Good
yeah.
And some good games for children with autism that gets them to do some things too.
Right.
I know one game. It's good for hand-eye coordination. It's called Fruit Ninja, I believe. Where the fruits go up and they have to use their finger back and forth to slice the fruit. My son loves that game.
It
really helps track, like I said, their hand-eye coordination, but especially their eyes, you know, have to zone in on the targets because it moves pretty quickly. So it's really, really a great tool, even just some of those simple games just for them to play. But also I want to take a quick break and just with this brief interruption and announcement, we want to mention that Iron Temple Martial Arts has a great campaign coming up here for New Year's special. Adults are $59.95 and kids are $49.95, and there's no registration fee. And we have open enrollment for January classes at one low time price. Limited time offer. It goes to the 24th of December, and you can call them at 973-579-2500. They're located at 1 Camry Drive in Hampton, New Jersey, and it's Iron Temple Martial Arts, who Dave Fritz and I are also in the process of putting together the first martial arts program here in New Jersey that is autism-friendly. So we're really excited to be bringing that to you. Dr. Liz is going to be helping us assess the program and making sure that we have every tool that we need to do the program the right way. So I just wanted to shout that out there before we go today. But, you know, Lynn, I wanted to touch upon some of the families. As we know, this is, you know, it's a very stressful time of the year for many of us. I know my son, too, even the last couple of years, and a lot of parents wrote in, got a few emails even today about just this year or last year, they started opening packages and getting excited to open the packages.
Right.
And that means a lot right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know, and I remember this, giving packages to my son, and he would just look at the box and kind of drop the box onto the floor.
Yes, they have no idea.
Didn't even open it. I mean, and now he knows kind of like, you know, which toys are his and which wrapping is for his, and we always try try to color code it, you know, for one for boys, one for girls, that kind of thing.
So cute.
So, you know, we always try to do that, and you know, Santa brings him some nice gifts as well, and he seems to enjoy the whole, you know, process going through opening the presents, and one thing which is pretty cool is that he'll wait. You know, I know the 1 year, I think it was about 2 years ago, he got up before us and started opening a lot of presents on his own. And but like the last couple of years, he actually waits for us.
Aww.
And he won't touch the presents under the tree. So it's pretty cool just seeing that progression and you know, having that experience, because, you know, as you know, you know, it's hard to fully enjoy the holidays. Like, you know, we have, you know, I guess expectations. I think we all had an expectation of what, you know, because our childhood, what the holidays meant to us. I know for myself, Christmas was a huge holiday and we enjoyed it so much. But it's not like that for everybody either.
No.
Everybody has a different experience. You know, I know my wife herself lost her dad at a very young age. So obviously that changes the whole holiday for everybody. When you lose a loved one, or if you have an illness in your family, or, you know, you have something you're dealing with, like raising a child with autism who's nonverbal, you know, that changes the whole thing of the holidays. I mean, because you don't get to do those normal things of going to the mall and having him sit on Santa's lap and asking Santa, you know, telling Santa what he wants for Christmas. You know, I never got to experience that. And, you know, sometimes, you know, as a parent, you feel like you're missing out a little bit.
My son didn't even understand the concept of present. I mean, I remember, this is just about maybe 2 years ago, I started signing to him because he didn't understand the word. So I would go present, and when you sign the word present, you're actually giving, you know, you're like making the motion of giving something. And he finally got it, like maybe 2 years ago, present, you know, and then he realized what it was and that it was for him. And it was like just so exciting that, you know, he understood the concept even of getting a present, you know. And now he does get it, you know, he does get that it's for him, and he's, you know, opening it, and, you know, well, try to help him open it.
Yeah. It's a cool thing. As like I said, like Jonathan knows that now too, so I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, it was very hard, and we never could have lights for the menorah. Like usually you light them, you put, right, you know, for those people who do celebrate Hanukkah, you know, you use a match and you have to have, you know, candles going. Well, we couldn't have candles going with an autistic kid.
No.
So we had to use the electric, and now my daughter is, you know, finally getting of the age, so we're going to start, you know, I mean, now Michael probably, he wouldn't touch it as much, but, you know, when he was little, forget it. We never did that. I mean, you couldn't do it the way that we were used to doing it, you know, so all those things. And this year, actually, we're bringing him, this is going to be huge for me tomorrow. They're having a huge Hanukkah party at this temple that we joined, and I'm actually bringing him to be part of it, which is going to be tough, but I think it'll be nice as a family. I mean, for me, I haven't done anything for Hanukkah in like 20 years, probably.
Right,
so,
right.
Like to have like an actual celebration and be part of it, and my daughter's going to sing songs and everything, and
that's great.
Be nice, you know, nice. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
No, that's absolutely, because you know, it's like it's your holiday and get to share that with your kids. Like I said, you know, as a child, you experience these things and have great fond memories, you know, with your family growing up as a child with your holidays and whatever holiday you did celebrate as a kid, obviously, and you enjoyed it, and you have great memories, you know.
Yeah,
so,
and there's still things that you know that you want to do that you can't, you know, like going to, well, for us in this area, we go to, you know, New York. I'm sure you must have gone when you were younger to Manhattan as a
absolutely.
Kid to see the Christmas show or whatever.
Yeah, we used to go to the Christmas Spectacular at Rockefeller Center. And,
you know, all that.
Radio City Music Hall.
I haven't done that with Michael when he was very, very little, but I don't have any clue what was going on. But
speaking
maybe,
of New York, I want to put this out there. There's a special presentation at the Paper Mill Playhouse that's doing an autism-friendly show for ELF. And actually, we're going to be giving some tickets free giveaway. So we've got to put this out there. I almost forgot, Lynn. Thank God you remembered that. You reminded me. But, yeah, we have two tickets, a pair of tickets for free for anybody that writes in to questions@autismradio.org. We have a few sets that we're going to be giving away on the show. So if you're listening to the show, you know, either call our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777 or email us at questions@autismradio.org with your name, your address, and Paper Mill Playhouse will mail you two free tickets for the autism-friendly show for ELF. So all those fans that love the movie ELF with Will Ferrell, this is a great representation of the ELF on Broadway, basically, but it's not Broadway,
great.
So it's in New Jersey.
I've been there, the Paper Mill Playhouse.
Yeah, Paper Mill Playhouse is one of those things. It's the next best thing to Broadway.
Yeah,
it's basically Broadway here in New Jersey for us.
Yeah,
because the quality of the shows are right there with Broadway. So they put on wonderful, wonderful presentations. So we want to be sure we mention that. But we're actually all running out of time here today, Lynn. So just so much stuff to talk about, and we just want everyone to enjoy the holidays. Of course, we'll have one more show right before the holidays, but hopefully everybody's doing well and stay calm and be.
I was going to say, don't stress. Yeah.
Yeah, don't stress. Have patience, and you know, everything will fall into place. So, want to wish everyone a great week, and wish everyone a good night. And remember, until next time, everyone, hope saves the day.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Thank you. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day.